to Travelitch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my good friend, Maggie Litton, and this is the 286th episode of Travelitch Radio. Every week at 8 Eastern, we interview hoteliers, transportation executives, city, state, and national tourism officials, authors, writers, broadcasters, and others involved in the world of travel. Our special guest tonight is Bill Tarone, General Manager of the Hilton to Branson. Welcome, Bill, to Travelitch Radio.
Well, thank you, Dan. And how are you, Maggie?
I'm doing great and ready to talk about Branson, Missouri.
Well, thank you.
Okay. First, Bill, tell us where Branson is located. Is it halfway between Kansas City and St. Louis, but just north of the Arkansas border? I flew into Springfield, Missouri, and went the rest of the way by bus. Do most visitors arrive by car, plane, or a bit of both? And what are your major markets?
Well, those are a lot of questions, but let's see.
I know.
Branson's located in southwest Missouri, about 7 to 10 miles from the Arkansas border. And if you were to look at it, yeah, I guess it would be directly south between Kansas City and St. Louis. Most people do arrive by car. I'd say about 80% of our visitors to the Branson market arrive by car. And so that means that anyone that's within a 300-mile radius of Branson would drive to it. So that would include the cities of St. Louis, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Little Rock, Hot Springs, Memphis. Those are all good drive destinations for our visitors. But Branson does have its own airport, the Branson Airport, and it is serviced by Via Airline, which services Branson through Austin. However, we're really excited to announce that Frontier Airlines, beginning June 13th, will have direct flights to Denver, and then on August 30th, Silver Airways, which is a United partner, will have flights from Chicago, Houston, and New Orleans.
Wow.
So while, Dan, you flew into Springfield, which is about a 45-minute beautiful ride down 65 through the rolling Ozark Mountains. The Branson Airport is about 15 minutes just south of the city of Branson, and so it'll also be a very convenient flight for your listeners from all around the United States because, of course, of the connections either through Frontier or through Silver and United.
That sounds great, Bill. Congratulations on the new service. It's really going to help Branson. And tell us about the Hilton Convention Center Hotel. I had the pleasure of staying there during the NAJDA convention. That's North American Travel Journalist Association. And I really enjoyed it. But how does it differ from the other Hiltons in Branson?
Well, you're correct, Dan. We do have two Hiltons. They're right across the street from each other. And they are both very different hotels with very different clientele, but the nice thing about them is they do complement each other. The one that you stayed in, the Hilton Branson Convention Center Hotel, is a 12-story structure, and it is 294 guest rooms, and it gives you the big city feel. But in the comforts and the beauty of the Ozarks. In fact, the architects, when they designed the building, they tried to incorporate a lot of the beauty of the Ozarks into the interiors and exteriors. So if you remember, the building has a gentle wave to it, which is, and it's an all-glass structure, so it reflects the blue of the sky and the blue of the water off of Lake Taneycomo, and that wave is representative of the waves on Taneycomo. You might have remembered in the lobby the beautiful crystal chandelier that looked like strings of beads, and that represents the stalactites from the caves in the area because there are a lot of caves in and throughout the region.
Mm-hmm.
And then the acid-washed walls, again, are representative of the caves, and the rock fireplace and waterfall are also represented. I got to tell you, the Branson area is the rockiest place you'll ever live. It takes a stick of dynamite to put up a mailbox or plant a tree. But so the stone accents all throughout the building are representative of the area, as well as you noticed, I'm sure, the natural wood beauty all throughout the building. And again, that is because of the wood that we have in the Ozarks. In fact, a very little known fact is that you might remember those Tanny Como number 2 pencils.
Mm-hmm.
And those were produced in the Branson area. In fact, Lake Tanny Como, which is the lake right outside the Hilton Promenade, is the body of water that takes its name from the pencils take their name from. And now the Hilton Promenade is a 242-room hotel, and it's considered the boutique hotel. It has more of the residential feel. It was designed for guests that would stay for a longer length of stay, you know, maybe 3 to 6 nights while people are vacationing and exploring the Branson area.
And how new is the convention center Hilton?
Well, both hotels – I'm sorry, go ahead, Maggie.
No,
I was
going to
say both.
Yeah. I'll let you speak because you're the guest.
Okay. Well, both hotels opened in 2007. The Promenade opened on Valentine's Day in 2007, and then the Convention Center Hotel opened up August 25th, 2007. However, I will tell you that the Convention Center closed abruptly on February 29th, 2012, when an EF2 tornado tore through Branson.
Wow.
And virtually destroyed the hotel, not all the way leveling it to the ground, but to the point where we had to replace all of the glass in the hotel. It's not the best way to get a renovation, but if you're going to get a renovation, I guess, you know, and have insurance pay for it, that's a good way to get a renovation. We were able to renovate the Convention Center Hotel and make some great improvements. Like we were able, when we replaced the glass, we were able to put in temperature-proof glass so that it helped with our air conditioning and heating bills throughout the year. So, so virtually the Convention Center Hotel is only 6 years old after the renovation in 2012.
Wow. Okay. Dan?
Well, Bill, I enjoyed the hotel's pool and jacuzzi by day and the level 2 steakhouse after dark. Plus, I found the guest room spacious and, best of all, really quiet. If you ran into a stranger on a plane, how would you encourage him or her to stay there?
Well, first of all, I would recommend – I mean, obviously, the Hilton Honors Program is a great benefit that guests that receive when they check into the hotel. Of course, they get their points and they get their miles, and guests really enjoy collecting those points and miles for future visits and future
Amen.
Stays.
Yes.
Well, thank you for
True.
Your loyalty.
Me too.
Thank you both. But also, you know, the two Hilton hotels are located in a great area. You've got the Branson Landing, and then you've also got historic downtown Branson. But then you're in a great location to experience all the shows and attractions and everything that Branson has become famous for, from, you know, their over 120 live shows on a nightly or daily basis to their championship golf courses, which we have 14 championship golf courses, to the three various lakes that accommodate different, that can rather provide you with different experiences. If you're looking for trout fishing, then you want to trout fish on Lake Tanny Como. But you don't want to swim in Tanny Como because it is fed from the bottom of the Table Rock Dam, and the water year-round stays a very cool 50 degrees. But then you can go swimming and jet skiing and experience all kinds of water sports, as well as great bass fishing on Table Rock Lake, which coincidentally has more shoreline than California. Or you can go up to Bolshoes Lake and also boat and ski and enjoy water sports, but also they're known for their walleye and crappie fish. So depending on the type of fish you like or whatever, you know, you want to do as far as exploring the water, you know, we've got three different lakes for you to choose from. Not to mention Silver Dollar City, which is our theme park, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, and then also Whitewater, which is our summertime water theme park. So the two Hiltons are right in the center of it all.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Bill Taroni. He is general manager of the Hiltons, and thank that too, folks, of Branson. So location means everything, and downtown Hiltons are a stone's throw away from something you just mentioned, which is Branson Landing, and in one direction, Main Street in the other. First, please tell our listeners about Branson Landings, the fountains and the waterfront, because it's gorgeous.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Branson Landing is a great addition to the Branson community. It is about a 1.5-mile stretch of over 100,000 square feet of retail, whether it be restaurants, shopping, and also all kinds of entertainment. In fact, coming later this fall, we'll have our bowling alley that we're putting in. And then we will also have an arcade. But in the center of Branson Landing, Town Square, is a $7.5 million water feature, which is was designed by the same people that designed the Bellagio fountains. Mm. And so we synchronize the fountains to music. And the difference between our fountains and the Bellagio fountains is not only do we have music and water show, but we also incorporate fire cannons. So it just adds another element to the area, and it's quite stunning and eye-catching. Also coming later on this summer, we will be opening up the first H&M store in southwest Missouri. So again, the retail on Branson Landing is very much the retail that you would find in major markets all around the United States, from H&M to Belk to a huge Bass Pro Shop. So if you want to buy a boat while you're in Branson, you can even buy one at Branson Landing at the Bass Pro Shop. Now, as you walk out the Convention Center Hotel, Branson Landing would be to the right. And then to the left, if you walk up Historic Main Street, you're then in historic downtown Branson, which has, again, a myriad of shops and restaurants. But the shops and restaurants in historic downtown are more in keeping with Ozark tradition, and there's also some great home cooking in some of the restaurants, like Clockers is a favorite of all of our tourists, and the Farmhouse is another family-owned restaurant which features good home cooking. And the blueberry cobbler, the blackberry.
I ate in both of those, Bill. I got to tell you, they were great.
And did you try the cobbler? Because it is to die for.
I was too full by the time I got to dessert, so I couldn't do it. I would have liked to. They did try to get me to take it, though.
Yeah, they are great great restaurants with great home-style cooking and recipes, and also very affordable. And then again, like I said, the retail in historic downtown ranges from, you know, very nice Western wear for ladies at Simply Barbara, and then you've also got men's Western wear stores. But probably the biggest attraction to historic downtown Branson is Dick's 5 and 10. Which is an old-fashioned five and dime, which has some of the candy that we all grew up with as kids, from, you know, that taffy that you smacked on the counter to break into small pieces. Mm-hmm. I think it's called footlong taffy. You know, to all of the traditional old-time candies, and just you can spend a day just walking around exploring the shelves in Dick's 5 and 10. And just see all these one-of-a-kind, old-fashioned treasures from a bygone time.
Well, that's great. I did enjoy perusing Dick's 5 and 10 and actually bought some old baseball cards there. What would a trip be without baseball?
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that was pretty much fun. And I also enjoyed the bead store and the bakery and some of the other spots around Main Street.
Yeah, they're all a great – I mean, there's a lot of great – things in that area, and there's also some antique stores and jewelry stores, and it's a great area to walk through and spend at least a half, if not a full day, just walking around and exploring.
That's for sure. I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel with Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Maggie Linton. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel with Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes, and we're talking with Bill Tironi, General Manager of the Hiltons of Branson. Bill, during the NAGDA convention, I took a dinner cruise on the Branson Bell Showboat while watching a performance that included comedy, music, and all kinds of stuff. Really enjoyed that. Is that one of the main can't-miss attractions in Branson?
Oh, yeah. The Showboat is just a mainstay. And this year in particular, I mean, they just introduced a new show, which is getting all kinds of rave reviews. And I understand, too, that the menu has also been updated and new. And it's just, it's a great addition, the new show is anyway, to the Branson show scene. But, you know, Branson is known for its live entertainment. So and cruising Table Rock Lake just adds just another fantastic element to that whole show experience.
Well, talk about Silver Dollar City, because it really falls into an entertainment area too. But one of the neat things is that there's a theme park right on top of a cave, and visitors can take cave tours too. Talk about Silver Dollar City, because I've been there, but it's been a long time since I was there.
Well, Silver Dollar City is it's a wonderful attraction, and it's owned by the same company actually that owns the Showboat Branson Bell. So, it definitely a quality organization as far as what they do for the area. But it's an interesting story. Hershen family, who are the family that own Silver Dollar City and the Showboat Branson Bell in Whitewater, they would vacation. They're from Chicago, and they would vacation in Branson in the mid-50s, and when they would vacation, they would notice that people were lining up outside the cave that you referenced earlier. Mm-hmm. And, people were just standing in line waiting to get into the cave. And so they started thinking about it, and so they purchased the rights to the cave and also the rights to the land all surrounding the cave. And so that people had something to do while they were waiting for the cave tours, they started building up a little city around it, hence the beginning of Silver Dollar City. And then they started hiring craftsmen to occupy the little shops and eateries that were surrounding the cave. And then they started hiring the first citizens of Silver Dollar City, which, again, were the shop owners and the craftsmen and the individuals that ran all of the attractions that were starting to build around the cave. And then they started hosting festivals. And as time went on, they started adding additional attractions and rides. And they also have a very active show scene. In fact, right now is Bluegrass and Barbecue, which is featuring, obviously, bluegrass performances on their stages, as well as some great barbecue. But this year, Silver Dollar City introduced, they have roller coasters. They have three main roller coasters. But this year, Silver Dollar City introduced their new $26 million Time Traveler roller coaster,
wow,
which is the biggest, fastest, newest roller coaster of its kind in the entire world. And it incorporates drops and flips and loops, and your car also spins ever so gently as you're dropping down these 60-foot drops, and then up and around these curves, your car goes one way, and then it goes another way, and it is an amazing ride. And another fact, the Hershens are very much environmentalists. And so when you go to Silver Dollar City, you'll see that all of the attraction is built into the beauty of the Ozarks. And for every tree that has to be taken down in order to build an attraction, they plant two in its place, just, again, in order to keep the environment that it's built in. So, I mean, Silver Dollar City is just a fantastic place to visit, and it's they've done an amazing job with the city also at Christmas time, where they bring in 6.5 million lights and light up the city, and it's just a magical place for families during the holiday season.
Well, I'm going to have to come back to Silver Dollar City because it sounds like it's expanded dramatically, but I won't be taking that ride. Dan?
Well, it's tough enough driving on the freeway. I mean, about cars going in every different direction.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bill, I love trains, but I didn't have a chance to ride the Branson Scenic Railway, though it was parked right next to the Hilton Convention Center. Where does it go, and is it a good way to experience Branson and its countryside?
Oh, it's an excellent way to get a great view of the landscape of Branson or Arkansas, because, again, we're not that far from Arkansas. And because the train does travel on Amtrak tracks, there, you know, whichever day you end up going, one day you might go north further into Missouri and into the Branson area, or if, depending on what Amtrak tells them, then you might go south into Arkansas. But either way, it's a great ride, and at any time of year, whether it's spring where everything is so green and lush, or fall foliage is also a beautiful time to take the train in the Ozarks. And then during the holiday season, beginning in November, they do the Polar Express, which is based upon, of course, the children's novel, and it's so fun to watch the parents and the kids dressed in their pajamas getting on the train, going to see Santa Claus at the North Pole on the Polar Express, and they've incorporated some of the book into the actual train ride, and we have a number of guests at the hotels that take the train, and they come back all, you know, the children's eyes are just glowing. They've had such a magical time on the train.
That's cool.
That sounds great. You know, I, instead of riding the train, I managed to see parts of two terrific shows, The Acrobats of Shanghai and a show called Six Brothers Singing a Cappella. I understand Branson has so many theaters and shows that visitors could actually go morning, noon, and night for a week and still not see them all. How's your take on Branson as a show town?
Oh, I mean, that's what Branson's known for. In fact, little known fact, we have more theater seats in Branson than Broadway does in the Broadway district in New York. During season, during the peak season, there are over 120 shows performing on a daily basis. So literally you can get up in the morning and by 10 o'clock be seated in your first show, go grab a bite to eat, and go back at 3 o'clock to another show. And you might not even change theaters because the shows will be different from morning to afternoon, and they'll go back at 7 o'clock and see another show and potentially in the same theater. And every year, every year the shows either that are mainstay shows like the Clay Cooper Show or Dolly Stampede, they may update their shows a little bit or change them just a little bit. And then there are some shows that are brand new to the market, like this year, Sight and Sound Theater just brought in the new production, Samson. And we like to say that Sight and Sound is Broadway bringing the Bible to life.
Yeah.
The shows are traditionally musical, and they have been able to incorporate some of the best special effects that you would see on either Broadway or Las Vegas. I mean, that's how good the productions are.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Yakov Smirnoff, the Russian-born comedian, best known for the What a Country. He was a Branson regular for so long and still has a theater there, and he's coming back later this year. What can you tell us about Yakov and some of the other famous faces who frequent Branson? Years ago when I was growing up, you know, Andy Williams had a theater there, as well as a few others that I'm just drawing a blank on right now.
Yeah, well, Andy did pass about 5 years ago, but Jimmy Osmond has taken over the management of the theater, and, you know, we don't have a mainstay headliner like Andy Williams was and you know, so many other great performers from the 50s and 60s. But what we do have is we do have a lot of performers coming in either into the Andy Williams Theater or in other theaters around Branson. So, like, at Andy Williams, we have Jim Brickman coming in. We have Frankie Avalon coming in. And then some of the other theaters, Trace Adkins was here not too long ago. We have Vicki Lawrence coming as Mama in June and November. Remember Herman's Hermits? They'll be coming this year. Charlie Pride's coming, Marty Haggard, and Crystal Gale, Lee Greenwood. So we do have a number of headliners coming in for one or two night performances throughout the year. And, you know, again, you can go to explorebranson.com, which is the Chamber and CVB's website, and that'll give you a complete listing of all the shows that are coming into the market.
That's fantastic. Well,
good
Bill, our listeners always love to know more about our guests, so please tell us how you wound up in at the Hiltons of Branson, being from Connecticut.
Well, I've been in the business 40 years, and I've worked all over the United States. I have to say, if you want to travel the country or travel the world, the hotel business is probably one of the best ways to do it. Because, you know, if you want to get ahead and move, it's a great way to see the country and continue to grow with your career. But long story short, in 2005, the Hiltons of Branson were starting their construction, and I was recruited by Hilton Hotels to be the pre-opening director of sales and marketing for the two Hiltons and also the Branson Convention Center, which is connected to the Hilton Branson Convention Center Hotel. And so I moved to Branson in 2005 and started my career with Hilton and was quickly promoted in 2009 to assistant general manager for the properties. And then after the tornado, I did take what I call an 18-month sabbatical and went and opened up another Hilton product in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Wow.
But I will tell you, it's very cold in Cedar Rapids, not to offend any of your Cedar Rapids listeners, but the owner of the hotels in Branson called me one day in February 2014 and said, hey, you know, we're making some changes down in Branson, and would you be interested in coming back and being the GM of the two Hiltons? And I said, what's the temperature in Branson? And he said 37 degrees, and it had been negative 20 for 3 weeks. And I said, okay, I'm there. And
you've been there ever since.
Yeah, I moved back in the end of March 2014, and I'm certainly glad I did. Branson's just such a wonderful, welcoming community, and it's been a great 4 years that I've been there.
Yeah.
Okay, unfortunately, we're out of time, Bill, so I just want to thank you. It's our special guest tonight. It's been Bill Taroney, General Manager of the Hiltons of Branson. Thanks for visiting Travel Witch Radio, Bill.
Well, thank you all very much, and come see us in Branson.
Sure will. I loved it there, and I hope to come back soon. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, when we will have as our special guest Mike Gallagher of CityPass. And this is Dan Schlossberg along with Maggie Clinton saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.